Okay, so we're on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, across from Taisus Itzrich, one line down, Get Lazu. Get Lazu, but Get Lazu. Lema Masai Leila Rabba Rav Huna, should we say this is a riot to Rabba Rav Huna, the Amar Rabba Rav Huna, Chalitz Basula, Tricha Lechazer Al Kol Hach, and you have to go and give a do Chalitz with all the other brothers. My Trichas, what does it mean, Trichas? The Amar means, generally speaking, they have to get required, but not necessarily do you have to go around to each of all the... not necessarily do you have to go to each one of the brothers. Get lezu, v'cholatz lezu. Lema, Messiah, later, l'shmuel. So it says, right, l'shmuel, v'tehevi, t'yif, t'der of Yosef, and a challenge on Rav Yosef. Ki, so what's the answer? Ki katani chaylitz. When it says, he does chaylitz, v'cholatz, Chalitz Katani, it teaches that if you did Chalitza, the Eved, meaning not necessarily is it required from the get-go. Chalitz v'chalitz v'chalitz. If he did Chalitza, and then he did Chalitza, and then he did Chalitza with another one. V'lifnei Nami, let the Mishnah also teach, Ein Acher Bia Klon, there's nothing after Bia either. Abai v'rav d'amir t'vayu. Tanei ein acher bia klum. Yes, true. After bia, there's nothing that could be done after. But tanei done, yet.
Meaning.
It's true.
It's true. Right.
Right. However, that the Tana, the Mishnah, had an agenda. What was his agenda? But tanei done. He was come to teach hatar yavama lashuk adifale. He wanted to teach situations what the yavama is permitted to the general public. No, that's not the way I understood it. No, either. Meaning, what you're saying is true. However, the reason why it was omitted from the Mishnah is because the Tana of our Mishnah is coming to teach.
I thought it's taken here. The Abai Rav are saying, in the Hanavi, today you
right. However,
our Tana is saying,
right.
Well, you have to say it because.
We're teaching situations where she's mutter to everybody else. True chalitza. Bein avam echad l'shtei yavamais. Whether the yavam had two yavamais. Fine. So bishlam Rabbi Yochanan. The amar kule besa klav koi. Everybody else is asur through a lav. Itzrik lashmina and dein kedushin taifim b'chayiv amav. And therefore, we have to teach that kedushin is not taifis when there's a lav. Ela l'resh lakish the amar kule besa. The car is kai, but according to Rashi, says it's a tea of cars. Itzrich, right? Why need to teach it? Right? This, that should be obvious. Itzrich lashmina the in kedushin taifim b'chayiv karis. Do we need to teach that kedushin is not taifis by tea of karis? Amar leish lakish l'tamech. According to you, seifa deketani. Look at the seifa. Bav aser mamer. Somebody had relations and then he did mamer. Itzrich lashmina the in kedushin taifim b'chayiv karis. Do we need to teach that? That the kedushin is not typed by the nature is. Ella, what are we trying to do here? Easy, the son of Hatar Yavama Echad Biyavama Echad. Since the Tana taught a case where the Yavam was released to one Yavam, Tane Nami Shte Yavama Shvi Yavam Echad. It also taught a situation where there was two Yavamas and one Yavam. Either the son of Shte Yavama Shvi Yavam Echad. And since we taught a situation where there's two Yavamas and one Yavam. And one Yavam, Tana Nami, Shnei Yavam, and Vyavam Achas. We all taught a situation with two Yavam and one Yavam. So there's not necessarily a Chiddush there, but it was just a progressive. The cases were progressing. If the Yavam did Chalitza and then did Ma'amer or he gave a get, so fine. So I understand why if he did Chalitza. And then Ma'amir Yitzchak, we need to talk about such a case. Why would I have thought? Nigzar Ba'amir the Vasar Chalitza. I would have thought that Ma'amir after Chalitza perhaps works. Why? Because after Ma'amir the Kaima Chalitza, because maybe people would get confused where one did Ma'amir before Chalitza. Kamash Wawan, Legazrin, and therefore the Tana informs us that we do not need even that. We do not even need to talk about such a case. But in the situation where he performed chalitza and then did get, lamali, why do I need to talk about such a case? What confusion would there be? According to you, aim a seifa, look at the seifa as well. The opposite case where someone had relations and then did mamar, bav and get, or he had relations then he gave get. Bishlama bav and get. I understand if he first had relations then he gave a get. Itzrich, we need to talk. We need to teach us a case. I mean, I would have thought nigzar gever devaser beil. If he did the opposite, first he gave a get and then he had relations, it may not fully matter her ought to get, but the kaima beil. Therefore. So because of that, we would talk about a case about a get given after relations. Kamash Malan, Belegazrin, and therefore we thought that we don't need to talk. That therefore, we don't need to talk about such a case. Avol, Baal Vaser Mamer, but in a situation where he first had relations, then Mamer, which again is the opposite of get after Chalitza. So why don't we talk about such a case? Ella, I did the son of Chalas Vaser Mamer. Since we talked about a case where there was. Where there was chalitza and then mamer tananami bavas or mamer, that we talked about a situation where there was relations followed by mamer. The I did the vay lemisne bav and nasa get. And since he wants to talk about a case where there was relations and then a get tananami chalitza and nasa get. We also talked about a situation where there's chalitza and then gave a get, although it may not necessarily be necessary. Further in the Mishnah, Mizman Shehi, Masnisin Deloi Ki Hai Tana. Our Mishnah is not like the following Tana. The Tana, we taught in the Braisa. Abi Yaisi Ben Yochanan Ishu Shlami Aimem Rishum Rabbi Meir. Achas Bilas V'achas Chalitza. By relations and Chalitza. But Chila, whether it's done in the beginning, in Acharas Klum, there's nothing could happen after that. The end of a seif. However, if it was done in the middle or the end, yesh achar klum, there is something to it. The shalish machlekes v'davar, and there's a three-way machlekes by this. The tanakama savar bia the ikal lemigzar relations. Since there could be thought that that something would work afterwards. Gazrinon, therefore, the Rabbanan were Nigzar. Chalitza, the Lekem Nigzar. However, by Chalitza, where no one would confuse the matter, like Gazrinon, the Rabbanan did not feel it necessary to say that anything happens afterwards would have any validity.
Well, the Tanakama, the first, is nothing. You would want to tell the school, right? Or not? I thought the Tanakama.
I think we're talking about a situation where Bia or Chalitza were done in the middle or the end, right?
Bia Pesula is not, the first one is not Bia Pesula, isn't Bia Pesula one Pesula?
That's what I'm saying, if it was done after something else, or at the end. So over there would be confusion. Why? Because if you gave let's say a get first,
right.
You would think you could do with another way of mama.
The second and third. I mean, it's
not in the beginning, right? Right, yeah, I believe where it's done in the beginning, everybody, I believe, holds that there's nothing that could be done afterwards. We're talking about the three machlaga is pertinent where it's in the middle of the end. Fine. So that's Tanakhama. Rav Nechama Savar, Bionami Lekal Migzer. By relations also, the Rabban felt necessary to be Nigzer. The Ka'amrat, because why would you might have said, Ligzer Bia Achar Ged. We should talk about a situation where there's a get after. A bia after get, mushum bia after chalitza. Why? Because you could confuse with chalitza. Came in the chalitza deraisa, and since chalitza is deraisa, me the yada people know. Udeka amrat and you could also say ligzar bia after mamer. We should also be nigzar by relations after mamer. Mushum bia after bia because of people confuse bia after bia. The cave and the via deraisa. However, since via deraisa, people know. Therefore, it was not necessary to be nigzar.
He holds
because everybody knows Bia and Chalitza are Daraisa, people wouldn't confuse. Therefore, it was not necessary to be Nigzar anything at all.
You would be a
middle Bia.
You'd be a
Psula. Right. Fine. V'Abba Yosi ben Chanan, Savarle Karabana and the Gazri Divya. He agrees like the Rabbanan by Bia. That should not either fully work because people were confused. V'gazar chalitza m'sham bia, and he also was nigzar chalitza because of bia, and just like bia, there's reasons that people couldn't be confused. He also was nigzar by chalitza. Fine. Hadronah for Rabbi Gamliel. Zakta mishnah. Haba al yivimtai. Someone had relations with his yivama ben b'shaygi ben mezit, willingly or non-willingly. Bain ba'ainis... What? I said it once. It's fine. There's Shaggy Bain Mazit. Fine, so he had relations with Shaggy Germazit. Bain ba'ainis, Bain Baratzain.
2 years.
A few who Shaggy he made the Mazit, or even if he was mistaken and she was willing, ha Mazit v'hi Shaggy, or he was willing and she was mistaken, who ainis... Vehilai anusa, or he was coerced and she was not coerced. He anusa vehilai anusa, or she was coerced and she was not coerced. Echad hamara, whether it was only the beginning of relations. Veechad hagaimer, or it was the complete relationship. Kana, he acquires her as the yavama. Veloi chalitza ben bia levia, and the Torah did not make a distinction between different types of bia. Lechein haba al achas mikol harais shebataira. And so too, all other rice in the Torah, psulais or psulais, kagan abam a kain gadol, like a widow by a kain gadol, grusha chalutza a kain hadid, or a divorcee or a chalutza by a kain hadid, mamzer nesina li yisrael, mamzer nesina by yisrael, ba'yisrael mamzer lansia, a regular a Jewish and a mamzer and a nasin pasla. Disqualifies her from Gehuna, Vilek, Bain, Bia, Levia, and again the Torah did not make distinction between Bia and Levia. My Afilu, what's the Afilu over here? Let me buy Kamar. The Mishnah is worded as it like not being necessary. Let me buy who Shaygig Vihi.
I don't understand the question.
He even implies like there's a greater Chiddush, right? So the answer is that. That's not the way it's being formulated. The way it's being not that anything afterwards is a bigger chiddush necessarily. The opposite, really. Anything afterwards is not even necessary to say. Not that it's greater. It's even lesser.
Why say it?
We've
figured out if
I think I don't know. It doesn't. Why would it say something? Maybe the mission wanted to list all cases.
Don't we have moving going from our town to time? Not only this, but even this. Introductory way of doing it.
Right.
That's not right.
I would say that the mission is trying to list all cases, even though you would know it on its own, even though it's a lesser chiddush. We want to list all cases.
Why the lesser chiddush?
Not only this, but even this.
The Lashon Afilu implies a greater Kiddush.
Yeah, he wants to come up with something that no one's ever said.
All right, but over here we're talking about, even though it's true, it's not a greater Kiddush, but we're trying to list all cases. Let me buy Kaima, right? It's formulated in a way that it's not necessary. Let me buy who Shegig Vihidim Chavna Lemitzvah. Right, we don't need to talk about a case where he is mistaken and she intends to fulfill the mitzvah, or where he is willing and she intends to perform the mitzvah. Rather, the Mishnah is talking about a case even where he is mistaken and she is willing. In which case both and don't even have kavana to perform the mishnah. Afilu hakin kana, over here as well, he still acquires her as a yavama. Tani Rabbi Chia, afilu shneim shaygin, and even if both of them are mistaken, shneim mezidim, or both of them are willing, shneim anusim, or both of them are coerced, even still, the yibum is still accomplished. What is the situation? Of course, if you say a situation where a guy came and forced him on her, Rava says that there is no einus by erva, because a person's body would not react willingly in a case like this. Ella b'yashan. So how do we teach this? Yashan, sleeping. V'amar Rav Yehuda. Yashan laikana bivimtai. A while sleeping, somebody cannot acquire his yavama. Ella b'niska. What are we talking about? Where it was an accident. Amar Rabba, nafal menagag v'niska. However, we say that if one fell from the roof and accidentally ended up like this, chayev ba'arba devarim, the v'imta like Hana, right? He would be chayev for arba devarim, but he would not acquire the yavama in this case. Ella kaganshin skavim l'ishta. So what are we talking about? A case here where he intended to have relations with his wife, uskaf also yivimtaini, and his yivama sizim of Allah, and they had relations that way. Fine. So shneim asurin deve rabitia hezi dami. So what do we? How would you define a case where both of them were coerced? Kaganshin skavim l'ishta, where he had intention to have relations with his wife, uskafoi adikavim vi dibkub zebze, and then a guyim came and forced them both together, uvallah, and they had relations that way. Fine. Menahat nimili. Where do we know this? Son Rabbana. Yavama yavai alaha. It says that a yavama, they should have relations. A mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. Davar acher. Yavama yavai alaha. Her yavama, they should have relations. Bein b'sheg mei mezid. So from here we know, bein b'sheg mei mezid, bein is bein baratza. A peak day with mitzvah. Right, but we use the same pasuk to teach us that yibum is a mitzvah. So how are you going to teach it over here for willing and mistaken? La mitzvah mi ve'im la yachbet ha'ish nafka. Yibum is the fact that yibum is a mitzvah. We learn from the pasuk, and if a man does not wish v'im la yachbet ha'ish ha'chafetz yibum. This is if he does not wish to take a yibum.
So yibum yivallah has not for that.
Yes. Yes.
Said it.
Right. Well, now we're saying it's from over here, and the Gemara is going to say what we do with that. Obviously, also cry, right? And when the other pasuk, like you said, yivama yavai alaha, bein b'sheg meimaz. We use that to teach us bein b'sheg meimaz, bein b'ainus, bein b'rasim. Tanya Ida Chusana Nabrat Yivama Yavei Laha Kedarkai. This is Kedarkai Ulakacha, and he take her Shalai Kedarkai. From there we learn Shalai Kedarkai. V'yibim and Yibim via Gamarispa. That's only if he does the complete act. V'ain Kesef Shtar Gamarimbai versus Kesef and Shtar, which is not solidify the marriage. V'yivama and as far as Yibam, Bar Karcha, even against her will.
Yibma teaches against her will.
No, so the Pasuk is coming to exclude the performance of Yibam with money or Kesef or Shtar. It cannot be done that way.
Yibam or Yibim?
Right,
Yibam
teaches that it's only.
Yeah,
Yibam. Oh, so that right. So that comes to teach us that even Bar Karcha.
Same word.
Same root.
Yes. Same word, but we're breaking up the two forms of the word.
Does it say both words of the
pasuk? I'm assuming there are two different words.
Yibam yavela lekachal loy leisha yibam.
Okay, davar acher, the yavama yavay Allah bein b'shaygig. Or we say this that we learn out from here bein b'shaygig. V'ha pikdei lichidarkai, but use this to teach us Shleike Darkai. Who me lahakim lahachiv shem nafka. So that is learnt out from the other pasuk to establish a name for his brother. B'makayim shemakim shem. And when it's a situation where our children could be reduced v'chi asakra, the pasuk then comes along. Bein b'shag bein mnezid, mistaken or willingly. Bein b'ainis bein baratzain. Forced or willing. Gufa. Amar. But that was used for mistaken or willingly. So that's why the we have to come and find another pasuk to teach us Kedarka Shloi Kedarka, which is Lahakim Lahakim.
What does the kafah at the end teach us?
Lahakim.
No, the kafah.
That we said earlier on, where was that? That's Lahakim Lahakim Ish. Lahakim Shame, I'm sorry.
No, Lahakim Shame
is Kedarka.
Kedarka.
Right.
He's asking, how do you know Shalom Kedarka? How do you know Shalom Kedarka?
So that was what we said.
54A1, the bottom of the
54A1. Second right. First breath. Two different breaths. And Gufa, Amar Yehuda. Yashan like kind of even tight. So if he's sleeping, he cannot acquire his yavama. The Amar Kra yavama yavayla. Adam chayven l'shem bia. He has to have intention. But tanu tanu bray. So bein er bein yashan. We said bein er bein yashan that he could acquire her. Ema bein a ra bein yashena. We're talking about her, whether she's sleeping or she's awake. Either event, you could acquire her. But Tainu Sunderbrai, so Bain Er Hu, Bain Yashan Hu. It says either he is awake or he is asleep. Bain Er Bain Er of he, Bain Yashena he, whether she is awake or she is asleep. Hakamai Askinan, Bimis Nam name, where he is, we touch it as dozing. Heichi Damin, I think, what's the definition of dozing? Amar Rashi.
We're talking about her now, right?
No.
The
Torah is the Brisa.
She can be completely out of the
right, that doesn't matter. That right. But he has to be awake. Right. So dozing also would work. So what does it mean dozing? Nim v'lay nim, sleeping but not sleeping. Tir v'lay tir, awake but not awake. Again, the currently va'anihi, people call his name and he'll answer. V'lay ada la lahadure svara, but he cannot give reasoning. V'chi medak roi le medak mizkar. And when they remind him of something, he will remember. Gufa, amar rabba, nafal min agag miniska, right? He fell from roof and he did the bia. Chayev v'ar b'devar mi chayev d'ar. V'ar mi v'imto laikana, but as far as... What?
Penetrated.
Yeah, penetrated, right. Chai bar, the but he will not acquire her as a wife. Benezek, batzar, v'sheves, v'ripa, he's chai for damages, pain, unemployment, and medical costs. Abel, v'ishes, I'm chai, he's not going to be chai for v'ishes, damar mar, ain't chai v'ishes, atche, he's chai, and you're not chai for v'ishes unless you have kavana. Amar rava. Neschaven lahat tiach, the kaisel. He had intention to go against the wall. And he ended up going against his yavama. Lekan, he's not acquired. He had intentions to lie with an animal. And he ended up lying with his yavama. Kan, he will acquire. Why? He didn't have intention for bia. Echad hamara. If one begins the relationship. Amar Ula, Menayim Lahara Menatayr, where do we know that the beginning of a relationship is Asr Menatayr? Shenemar, Isha Shay Yishkach, Es Ishtai Dava Vigile, Es Ervosai, Es Makari Ha'era. A man shall lie with a woman in her affliction, which is Nida, and has uncovered her nakedness, he has bared her source. Mikam lahara minatara. From here we know that the beginning of relationship is usher midaraisa. Ashkal nida, so we know it's by nida. Shara rais minayim, we know it's by other rais. Chitay manayim from nida. So if you derive from nida, ma'ala nida shekei metama es bayala. However, what's unique about Anida is that she is metama, the man who has relations with her, which is not true by other rais. So how could you draw an analogy?
That's
something unique about nida. So you can't.
So
the other arise, how are you going to know that it's also the beginning of relationship is also? Right. So Ella asked him Aishas Ach. So we learned that from the pasuk of Aishas Ach. Chasiv Vishas Shayikach as Aishas Ach from Nida. He Emmanuel has relations with his brother's wife. She is a Nida. He Aishas Ach of La'ilam Nida. He right. What do you mean? You're going if you have, someone has relations with their brother's wife, it's also a Nida. Ella Kin Nida, like a Nida. So we could draw the analogy that way. My nida by Ra, just like by nida, the beginning of relationship is asmer deraisa af eishes ach. By Ra, so to the beginning of relationship with eishes ach is also aser. Mal eishes ach shekain biyad del rabbis. However, but what comparison can you have between eishes ach, who by him marrying a multiple women, that's the way he will become aser to those women? De by mekadesh v'azel ki alpha, because he could marry as many women as he wants, and only through that would those women become usher to him.
Human intervention, that's what we call it.
Right. Versus other arias. Right. Out of his control. How do you know that they'll also be usher? Ella asher ba'achais ma'achais av achais aim. So we have the pasuk of achais am achais aim. The chsev ve'er achais imach. The pasuk says, the nakedness of your mother's sister and your father's sister, you shall not uncover, for one of them bears her own flesh. So over here also we see the beginning of the relationship is also with the rest. Equal in Mifrach. So you could challenge that as well. Ma'ala achais av achais aim shekein iser haba me'elav. Over there, these relationships are usher, are you related automatically, versus Aishas Ach, for example, where that's done through marriage, how would you know there as well? Machado Lai Asya. It does not emerge from one of these alone. Taste me, rather you combine them together, and that's how you would know, as we will demonstrate. Mehe Tasi from France. So which two are you going to take? So if you take the plastic of a brother's wife with the plastic of a father's sister and a mother's sister, over there, right? What's the comparison? Because they are related. They're related to the person who has family relations with versus a man's wife. There's no. They're not related. In that they're not relatives. Ella tasim nida of achais av achais aim. It's fine. So what do? You take the pasuk of nida and a father's sister and a mother's sister, right? So over there we could teach other arayis. Ma'ala hanach shekein asher haba me'elav. So over there again the relationship happens automatically. It's a blood relationship. So how do you learn other cases where it's only through marriage? Ella tasim nida of eishes ach. So if you take the process of elimination, really, the last two possibilities are nida and eishes ach. The may parchat, right? So how are you gonna challenge this? Matzkipular of achem buried there of ika. Mala nida of eishes ach. Shekein ein lahem hetter b'chaya oisren. So what comparison can you have with nida and a brother's wife who are usher the entire time, right? The duration of nida and the lifetime of the eishes ach of the husband being alive. Taimar be eishes ish shekein yeshla heter b'chaya usher. If you compare that to eishes ish, where as soon as he divorces her, then she would be mutter. Fine. Amar le Rav Acha midifnei le Ravina. Asul in nida ve'eshes ach v'chaya oisren hu de'ein lahen heter. Fine. So true by Nida and Eishes Ach, they're not going to be mutter, right? And that which osters them cannot permit them, right? During the specific duration. Avo la'acher mikan yesh lehem hetzer. However, afterwards, Nida would be mutter. B'yamet talia milsa. Right after those days pass, Eishes Ach as well, Mivanim Talia Rachmana. Right, it was only dependent on if they have children. Ella Parchach. So this is how you should say it. Ma the need of Eishes Ach Shekain Ein Oishen Matirin by Nida and Eishes Ach, that which asters them, that alone cannot be matir them. Timer by Eishes Ish. Can you say the same thing by Eishes Ish? What? Meaning, what's the source of them being usher? The woman being a nida, and the other one is as long as the brother is alive. There's nothing you could change about that would make them mutter. That's out of human control, is maybe the way to put it. Right. However, you contrast that to Ishus Ish, where he could divorce her at any point, and that at that time she would be mutter. So that's why the two can't be compared. Human intervention, maybe, is the way. El Amar Rabbi Yaina v'Isema Rabbi Huna b'Rabbi Yeshua Amar Kradat. What is the fine? So forget all that. There's a separate pasuk. Ki kol asher yasim mikol Hatayeva ha'ela v'nichrusu hanafasha sa'aisai. For if anyone commits any of these abominations, the person doing so will be cut off. Kares. Huksha akol arayis kula l'nida. So we can, all arayis are through a hekish are compared to nida. Manida ba'ara, just like b'nida, the beginning is aser. Afkol ba'ara, so to all other arayis, period, the beginning of the relationship is aser. Ela nida the ksiva gabi eishes ach lamali. So why do I need to talk about a nida by a brother's wife? Look at Rav Huna. So right. So what do we do with that pasuk now? The Amar Rav Huna remez livama minatar minayim. Where do we know? Where is the remez of yivama in the Torah minayim? Where do we know? Haksiv yivama yavayelal. Everyone knows the pasuk yivama yavayelal. Ella remez livama sha'asher b'chaya ba'al minayim. Where do we know that yivama is asher during her husband's lifetime? Hasbar hish, it's a svara. Mid Amar Rachman lachamisa ba'ama sharia. The Torah says yivama is mutter after the death of her husband. Mechlal b'chaya ba'ama asher. So therefore we know it's during their husband's lifetime she is asher. Midama lachamisa ba'ama mitzvah. Perhaps during her husband's lifetime. After her husband's death, it's a mitzvah. B'chaya ba'al rishus. However, during the husband's lifetime, maybe it's just a rishus. Inami, lachamisa ba'ama ein. After her husband's death, yes, you're allowed to. B'chaya ba'ama loy. But during a lifetime, no. V'lav ha'bam makalav ase. And however, it's only usher by an ase. Amakrav, isha she'ika, ishis achiv nida hi. We have the pasuk z aishes ach of nida he, right? Now it, again, the same question is it nida el kinida like a nida ma nida af al pishi yeshla hashel achem mikan. So just like a nida, though it's more there at this time, b'shas usur b'chares and at this time it would also be a chiyuv chares af aishes ach as well af al pishi yeshla hashel achem mikan. Although mutter at this time, chay ba'aman b'kares, during the husband's lifetime, it's actually going to be chiyuv kares.
Even after,
yeah. Yeah. As long as he's alive, it's actually chiyuv kares. Fine. Ela hara the tziv gabi achayis av achayis aim lamali. So why do I need this pasuk? L'ti diva minei ravina merava hamar b'schus mahu. If one begins a relationship with a male, what's the halacha? B'zchus, b'zchur, right, with a male.
You can learn it from me, why do you have to specify it? Why do you have to mention it again?
What are we doing with this pasuk? We use this, we initially we were saying...
Once you know that...
These psukim are not extra, because initially we were using them to compare that with nida.
So you're
So now we have this extra pasuk. What do we do with this extra pasuk? Fine, the score where by male, what do you mean by male? Reshifchei isha ksiva. It is written relations with a woman. And same thing by male as well. So we know that from there. What's the question? Amar ben mehema mao. Someone who gives a relationship with an animal. Amalei. Im eina inin lahara the ksiva agabe achais av achais ein. If you say the beginning of the relationship is written by one's father's sister and one's mother's sister, you can't use the asya hekshe mezer Rabbi Yoina, right, because we already used it from the hekshe of Rabbi Yoina, as we said earlier, tene inyan lahara the mehema, then we can use it for the iser of beginning relationship with an animal. Michti, a behema chayv misas bezin hi, the relations with an animal is usher with execution. My time of ksiv lahara dide gabi chayv krisis. So right. So why do we say the beginning of relationship also is a sea of kares by one sister? Looks like gabi misas bezin. Maybe we should say it's misas bezin. But if misas bezin in misas bezin. And then use the word Mises Bezin by Mises Bezin compared to Mises Bezin over here as well.
I'm trying to compare with the animals.
Right. Right, and in the sense that they should both have a Misa. Right. So why is one Karis and one Misa? Either Kule Karali Darsha. I'll say since the entire Pasuk is only used for Drasha, Kisiv Bey Nami Hamilsa Ledrasha, this two. Is also used for a drasha. My drasha, what is that drasha? The Tana we learned in a Braisa. Erebus akhle avicha leisagale. The nakedness of one's father, sister, yishan. However, bein menav, bein menaim, whether it's maternal or paternal. At the aimer, bein menav, bein menaim. So you say this is whether it's paternal or maternal. Ay enai ela menav, ole menaim. Or maybe it's talking about only paternal and not maternal. But no one knows logically. Chayev kan, because we hold that you're chayev over here. The chayev ba'chaysay, and also you're chayev by one sister. Ma'achays bein min ha'av bein min ha'aim. Just as if you were to compare to one sister, where the iser is only paternal or maternal. Af kan bein min ha'av bein min ha'aim. So too over here. By one's aunt, also it should be maternal or paternal. Fine. Or maybe you take it the opposite way. Chiyav kan, it's chayav only over here, but chiyav b'daydasoy, only by one's father's brother's wife. My daydasa menayav v'loy menayim, just as one's father's brother's wife is only iser paternally and not maternally. Afkan menahav v'loy menayim. So here as well, if it was liability shall be if it's paternal and not maternal. Nearly me daima. Fine. So which way makes most sense? Danan iser haba me'elav. So we learned the iser that happens automatically, meaning not through marriage. Me'iser haba me'elav to a relationship that happens automatically. So let the halacha comes from our father's brother's wife, which does not come automatically. Work to the contrary. Like I kalakla derek luzu, or you could take the other approach. Done in kareve ha'av, kareve ev. We derive a father's relatives from father's relatives. And let one's sister, who is among one's older relatives, also prove otherwise. Fine. So you have reason to go either way. So back to the drawing board. Talmud Leimar, what is the Torah say? Eva achaisa avicha leisagale. Bein menav, bein menaim. Eva achaisa ima leisagale. Yeah, pasuk again. Bein menav, bein menaim. We know this. We know it's paternal and maternal. Lama lemasav avachaisa. Why do I need the Torah to state father's sister? Lama lemasav avachaisa. Why do I need to state a mother's sister? Amar be'avo tzricha. We actually need to say both. Because of Rachman Abachai's eye, because if we want to talk about a father's sister, we could say it's father. Shekhen Yeshloi Fias. There's a actual relationship through one's parents. Abachai's aim alai, but if it was through one's mother, you will say not so. The e kasav rachmana b'chayis ein. And if you were talking about a mother sister, shekein v'adishin, she is right. We know for sure that they're related. Ava achayis av emalei, but by a father sister, we don't can't necessarily prove 100% that they're related. Shricha, therefore, we need to say both. Fine. The dasayan, a brother's wife, the pshita le latana the min ha'avalei mina ein, where we know where it's pasha that it's paternal and not maternal minale. From where do we know this? Amarava asha da doi. It says father's brother. And says over here, Ervas doi gila. He has uncovered the nakedness of his father's brother. Siv hasam, and it says over here elsewhere, I van doi yigalano. His father's brother and his son's either his father's brother or the son of his father's brother shall redeem him. This is talk about a captive. Malan min ha'av v'leim ha'naim. So to just like over there, it's not his maternal brother. Afkan min ha'av v'leim ha'naim. So to over here, we could say it's talking about his paternal, but not his maternal brother. V'hasa min alan. And so where would we actually know that that's only the paternal brother? Amakra, what is the process? Same mishpachta yigalano. From his family, sure. The name mishpachas av. His father's family is called his family. Mishpachas aim and according to Mishpacha, whereas his mother's family is not called family. V'hadisnan. We learned in the Mishnah Amarlai, Mesa Ishtacha. A man was told that his wife died. So he married her paternal sister. He was told that the second wife died. So he married the maternal sister. He was told again that this wife died, and he went and married the paternal sister. He was told that this fourth wife died, and he went and married the maternal sister. He is mutter to the first, third, and fifth of these wives, Upaitris Troisehen, and he also would pastor their co-wives. Vaster Bishni of Arvius, and he is Oster to the second and fourth of these women. The Ain B.S. Achers, and Paitris Troisoi, and any relationship does not pastor the co-wife in the context of Yibum. The Ain Ba'ala Shini al Acher Misa Harishaina. However, if he had relations with the second after the death, that was Vadai death, Mutter Bishni of Irvius, he would in fact be Mutter to the second and fourth of the wives. Super Teres Terei Sehen, and would. Yes, was actually left off. Versus, I mean, the case before was, it was, they found, you're right, they found that nobody here was actually an actual death. Right. Then he would be Mutter to the second and the fourth. But there's a story saying, and he would pat to their koiz. Well, Asher by Shlusha Chamisha. Meaning it is actually a valid marriage,
and therefore,
and then Yibum is like a regular Yibum that was done.
So if they do Yibum with that one, then neither of
the ones
that
should go
out. But Asher by Shlusha Chamisha, and he would be Asher to the third and fifth of these women. Amachas Ishta. So what do we see from this? That it's one wife's sister, bein minhaav bein minaim, whether it's paternal or maternal. Usher, that's Usher. In all for where do we know this? Yalef ma'achaisai, we learn it from one's own sister. Ma'achaisai bein mena'ev, bein mena'em. So just like one own sister, it's maternal or paternal is Usher. Afkan, bein mena'ev, bein mena'em. So it's over here as well, maternal and paternal sister would be Usher. V'leilech mididasai. Fine, so let's learn it over here instead from one's father's brother's wife. Ma'adidasai mena'ev, v'leilech mena'em. Why one's father's brother's wife? It's paternal and not maternal. Afkan menaim, v'leim menaim. So it's over here. It's paternal and not maternal. Mistabra b'chaisa have a lemelef. Right? It makes sense to derive from one's sister. Shekein kreva asma, kreva asma, because it's actually one's own relative. So you compare one's own relative to a case where it's also one's own relative. Adrabba. With the last of Havalei Lemelev, you should learn it out from one's father's brother's wife. Shekain Davar Ali Dei Kedushin with Davar Shali Kedushin. Why? Because you compare a case, an aser that occurred through marriage to an aser that occurred through marriage. Elam Eishes Achelof. You know, no. You should learn out from one's brother's wife. She came davar al yedei kedushin karev atzmai. Since the halacha of one's learned from marriage and one to compare it to situations where it's one actually one's relatives. Eishes ach gufim minalan and eishes ach. Where do we know this from? The time of the Rasha. Every eishes achicha leisegale. Bein mina'av, bein mina'im, whether it's maternal or paternal. Ata aimer bein mina'av, bein mina'im. So you want to say it's maternal or paternal. Maybe you teach it as only paternal and not maternal. Vidinu, no, it actually makes sense. It's logical. Chiv kan, there's a chiv over here. The chiv ba'chaisai, and there's a chiv by one sister as well. Ma achais bein mina'av, bein mina'im. Just like by one sister, it doesn't matter if it's paternal or maternal. Afka bein mana'av bein anim. So to over here as well, it doesn't matter if it's paternal or maternal. I klach with derech zu. Or again, you can take the other approach. Chiv kan over here. Where one's brother's wife chiba dedasai. It's the chiv is by the brother's wife. Ma dedasai bein anav alei mana'im. This is one's father's brother's wife. The Isser is paternal and not maternal. Afkam and Av, lay my name. So it's over here. The Isser should only be paternal and not maternal. Nearly Lumidaima. Fine. So which way actually makes the most sense? Dina and Krave, Atmai, to compare a situation where it's one's relatives to one's relatives. Al Tekiach, the Dust is She Krave Ha'av, and. Right. And one by father's brother's wife. It's not necessarily a relative. You should not necessarily prove it. Or you could take the other way. Din and davar sha'al yedei kedushin. Maybe you should compare situations where it's a davar al yedei kedushin. Din davar sha'al yedei kedushin. Va'al tekech achas she'isar haba me'elav. And therefore, you would learn one sister's right that happens automatically. Right, and therefore you would not be able to learn out a sister that happens automatically. Tamad Leimar, so therefore we need the pasuk Tzaris. Erva Tachicha, he. Right. She is the erva of your brother. Bein Menav, Bein Menav, and therefore we would know paternal or maternal. The Ema Yidivi Yidibeshes Ach Menav. Chada Diyeshle Banim D'chaya Ba'ala. So over here you would say only where she has children during her husband's lifetime. She's right, but v'chada de'ein le'banim chay ba'ala. Whereas over there, it's aser only if there's no children during the husband's lifetime. Right, so ein le'banim chay ba'ala, but min derav huna nafka. So this iser of not having children during the husband's lifetime. Right, we know from Rav Huna. The Ema Idi Beishes Ach Minaav, and you could say this is learnt out from the wife of the paternal brother. Chad Diyesh Leibanim Dechay Ba'ala, and you could learn from here where she has children during their husband's life. Chad Diyesh Leibanim LaAcher Misa Ba'ala, and the other one asers even where there is children after her husband dies. Yesh loy banim lacher misa ba'ala leitzricha kra. So where there is children after the husband's death, we don't need a pasuk. Medamar Rachmana she'en loy banim mutaris. For the Torah says that she has no children. She's mutter in yibam. Ha yesh loy banim asura. So we can imply or infer that as long as there is no children, only then could she enter yibam. Fine, Vidoma. Ein loy banim aser la'ama v'shay liyavam. If she does not have children, she's aser to everybody else. But she would be mutter to the yavam. Yesh loy banim shari la'ama v'shay liyavam. And you could say, you can apply that if there is children, she would be mutter to everybody in general. Right, and the Yavam. Inami. Another thing you could say, ein laibana mitzvah. If there is no children, it's a mitzvah. Yesh laibana rishus. Or if there is children, it's merely rishus. Inami. Ein laibanam ein. If there's no children, only then can she enter yibum. Yesh laibanam loy. The lav habam achal ase, and it would only be an ase. An iser ase. Kasav kro. Achrina erba afisa giyoa. So therefore, we need this pasuk to teach us that it is actually only in a situation where there's no children, and not only is an ase, it's also a fiyuv karis. Fine. The ema ishes ach min ha'em, ikeshes ach min ha'av. Fine, so maybe we should compare a wife of a maternal brother is like the wife of a paternal brother. My ishes ach min ha'av, lachar misa ba'ala shari, just as the wife of a paternal brother is mutter after husband's death. Ach ishes ach. And I have lacher misa ba'ala shari. So too, the wife of a maternal brother is also mutter after death. Amar kra, he, but havyasa hey, she has to stay in her present state. So that's how we know to exclude that case. Aklesa the chasav ba karis lamali. All right. So why do I need karis over here by the sister? Look at the Rav Yochanan. The Amar Rav Yochanan. She'im asran kulam. Behelem achas, that if he did he committed each one of these erbas during one awareness, chayav al kol achas vachas, he'd be chayav for each and every one. Lermi Yitzchak, and according to Rav Yitzchak, Amalek kol chayav krisas b'chalahu. According to Rav Yitzchak, he says that all of these are a chiyuv kares. As a generalization, v'lama. Yasasa karis ba'achai soi. Why by karis by a sister would that be singled out? L'dunai b'charis v'loi b'malkus. To teach over here that you get a chiyuv karis and not simply malkus. L'chalik minolain. And from where do we know to make a distinction between the two? Nafkalei mi v'el isha minida b'tumasai. We learn that from the pasuk the pasuk, a woman in her need of a person. L'chayv akol isha the isha to that there is actually a separate issur for each and every woman. They dasai the kasav barachmana aririm you lamali. Why do I need the pasuk that they shall die childless? Because the Torah says by one's father's brother's wife. L'chad rabba the amar rami k'siv aririm you says they shall be childless, k'siv arim yamusu, and it says they shall die childless. Haketzad. So why do I need both psukim? Yesh loy banim kaivran. Talk about two different cases. If they have children, they will bury them. Ein loy banim hayluch arim. If they don't have children, they're continued to be childless. V'itzrich l'michta arim you. And why do we need the pasuk of they shall be childless? V'itzrich l'michta arim yamusu. And why say they shall die childless? Because of achmana arim you. If the Torah only says they shall be childless, haba aminan. I might only say up until the chet. But afterwards, they're not going to die. Kasa rachmana arim yamusa. Therefore, the Torah says they shall die childless. We eat kasa rachmana arim yamusa. And the Torah says they shall die childless. Hav amina mechet of elik. One might say that only from the time of the avera. They avo mikra lay. But from the beginning. But beforehand, they will not. They tricha. Therefore, the pasuk is needed.
Oh yeah.
Or what
good.
Do I?
Very good. Darn high.